Good afternoon, everyone. John Carter here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. And this news update is brought to you by Elkton Motorsports, your full-service Honda dealer east of Elkton. You'll find ATVs, road, and dirt bikes at Elkton Motorsports east of Elkton on M142. Call them at 989-375-2391. The Huron County Election Commission, consisting of probate judge Julian Ferris, clerk Lori Neal, and treasurer Sherry Yon, has rejected 5 of the 6 recall petitions filed against 4 Lake Township officials. During a hearing today, the commission reviewed petitions targeting Supervisor Valerie McCullum, clerk Lisa Clinton, and treasurer Nicole Collins, and trustee Dale Hartzell. Petitioner Julie Mazden sought the recalls, citing concerns over the handling of public comment periods and the approval of salary increases. Mazden alleged that board members interrupted citizens during public comment and failed to maintain transparency regarding budget votes. In response, the officials defended their actions, citing procedural compliance and arguing that the allegations lacked factual accuracy. Judge Julian Ferris, presiding over the commission, ruled that the petitions failed to meet the necessary standard of clarity for voters to understand the specific conduct being challenged. Consequently, the commission denied 5 of the 6 petitions. Those are involved have 10 days to appeal the commission's decision. And a man being held in Huron County Jail today following an arraignment on fugitive charges, Tyler James Norris, faces extradition to Gibson County, Tennessee, where he is wanted for multiple counts of aggravated assault, reckless endangerment with a deadly weapon, and reckless driving. Judge Ferris denied bond, remanding Norris to custody until he can be returned to Tennessee. The court has scheduled a status hearing for July 2nd, followed by an extradition hearing on July 10th. And when we come back from this Elkton Motorsports sponsor message, we'll continue with your local news.
Ready to start the fun? Honda's CRF Trail Bike lineup is built for riders of all ages and sizes. Start small with the beginner-friendly CRF 50, step up to the Electric Start 110, or go bigger with the CRF 125. Available in standard and big wheel versions. Check them out at Elkton Motorsports east of Elkton. They're rugged, reliable, and built for off-road fun. Pick one up at Elkton Motorsports and get the whole family riding with the Honda CRF Trail Bikes. Elkton Motorsports, here to help you have fun on the Honda CRF Trail Bike lineup. Stop in today. For your safety, read the owner's manual and always wear a helmet and eye protection. Honda off-road bikes are recommended for riders of appropriate age and skill level.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Once again, my name is John Curdy. Continuing with your local news, a Huron County man is headed to sentencing after entering a no-contest plea in circuit court yesterday. Kyle Lee Marks appeared before Judge Frill, represented by attorney Michelle R. Siev, to answer to a charge of assault with intent to do great bodily harm by strangulation. The plea includes a stipulated sentencing guideline range of 10 to 34 months as a habitual second offender. During the hearing, the court established a factual basis for the plea, referencing an incident report that described the victim being dragged by her feet and choked until she could not breathe. While the defense requested the removal of Marks' GPS monitoring device, citing financial hardship, the court denied the request, noting the violent nature of the offense. Marks is scheduled for sentencing on August 31st at 9 a.m. And Eleanor Nelson Collins Webb appeared in court today before Judge Ferris to face a misdemeanor charge of operating while intoxicated, stemming from an alleged incident on June 4th. Represented by attorney Dallas Rooney for the arraignment, Webb entered a plea of not guilty. The court set bond at $3,500, 10%, which has been posted. Conditions of her release includes strict prohibitions against alcohol and controlled substances, as well as mandatory random testing. The prosecutor must submit a plea offer by July 13th, with a final in-person plea cutoff hearing scheduled for August 6th at 9 a.m. For the complete news stories, weather, obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy. A net news update was brought to you by Elkton Motorsports, your full-service Honda dealer east of Elkton. You'll find ATVs, road, and dirt bikes at Elkton Motorsports east of Elkton on M142. Call them at 989-375-2391.